We have one special thing that we wanted to do today. Because it's our Youth Sunday, we want to invite a special friend who's been a part of our Camp ABF all week. Her name's Ava Pachifici. She's a high school student, and she actually loves to be in speech and debate. So this past year, she has been going around, and she has actually won awards for her speech on a national level. She's been actually talking her speeches on evangelism. And we thought that would be a fantastic way for you guys to hear her and a topic for you guys to listen in. So Ava's got about a 10-minute speech, and we thought today would be a great day for her to share it with us. So listen in to Ava.
Recently, just 1 mile away from my home, a man barged into a country dance club and opened fire. Immediately following the news of this event, one father, Mr. Kaufman, repeatedly called his son's phone, hoping that he would answer. He then thought to check his tracking app, but discovered that his son's Cody's phone was still at the bar. "It's not moving now," the father said. He was hoping that Cody had just dropped it in the chaos. That evening, the lives of 13 individuals, mostly being college students, were stripped away. This news stunned, shocked, and saddened our community. For me, I reflected on how short life is and questioned the victim's destination. Did they know Jesus? And then I considered, what if Christians in our community had greater courage to share our faith? Would it have potentially redirected their eternity? It is time for Christians to become bold so that we may fulfill God's great commission and impact people's futures eternally. First, I'm going to cover the problem, the grim reality shadowing our Christian community. Next, explain why we are plagued with passivity, rejecting God's calling. And then finally, I'll share some perspectives and discover how we can respond. Problem, passivities, and perspectives. And it is my desire to persuade you to become bolder than ever before to bring up Jesus. And if you do not know him personally, then it is my hope that you'll be inspired to learn more about him. So, what are the reality of problems shadowing our Christian community? Well, first, life is short, and we will all die. However, the grim problem is that we ignore this reality. James 4:14 says, "Why, you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a short while, and then vanishes." We also discount the fact that hell exists. Matthew 25:46 says, "And these will go away into eternal punishment." However, the most significant reason is that we fail to tell and convince others about Christ. George Barna states that spiritual conversations are exceedingly rare amongst Americans and even for Christians who are at best reluctant to have them. His 2018 research center tells us that 75% of Christians do not believe that sharing their faith is their responsibility or is even important. And 70% of those attending church have never shared their faith with a stranger. Now, this leads us to a greater problem, as according to Ecology and Pew Research Center, in California alone of 39 million people, at least 37% of them do not know Christ. Next, with 3.9 million Californians dying each year, this results in over 1.2 million of them ending up in hell each year for their eternity. But it doesn't stop there, realizing that California only represents a half of a percentage of the world's population. And it is only then till when we can begin to come to grips with the magnitude of this problem. This became a reality for me as I returned home from a life-changing Mexico missions trip. After being filled with joy and boldness to all whom I had come in contact with, a nagging question stayed with me. Why don't I do the same here in my own neighborhood? Well, the answer is that we are plagued with passivity, rejecting God's calling due to three main reasons, with the first being apathy. We are not caring enough about others who are lost, with many Christians long forgetting what it was like to live without hope, lost and apart from Christ. In the book of Romans, verse 9:3, we get a glimpse of the Apostle Paul's compassion for others, which is utterly foreign to us, when he states that I myself wish that I was accursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my brothers. Next, we are selfish, too caught up in our own lives, consumed with our own family and friends. We are overscheduled and don't sufficiently prioritize our time. We think that sharing the gospel should be left up to higher individuals and pastors. As according to Lifeway Research Center in 2015, 4 in 10 Christians said that evangelism was the local church's responsibility. However, I would suggest that the most significant reason is that we are fearful. Why? Because we fear what others will think of us. Some become paralyzed at the thought of being disliked, unpopular, laughed at, or openly mocked. According to Psychology Today, there are only 4 main fears that all humans share, with the highest being classified as ego death. The fear of humiliation, shame, or any other mechanism of profound self-disapproval that threatens the loss of integrity of the self. To be completely transparent, I hesitated with the fact of writing, presenting, and competing with this speech, fearful that it may not be received well. However, the Lord revealed to me that I was not to be passive on this subject. So now that we understand today's problems and the reasons for our passivities, let's gain a new perspective. First, it is time to go out into the world and preach the gospel to every creature, just as Jesus instructed us to do in Mark 16:15. Not just when the time is right or if the subject happens to come up. Charles Spurgeon shared a clear perspective, quoting, "You have never truly found Jesus if you do not tell others about him," unquote. Next, it is time to become fearless. This past soccer season, I mustered up enough courage to suggest praying before one of our games. Oh, and if you knew our team, we needed it. They joined in, and no one laughed or kicked up grass at me. This even led to Kylie asking me to pray before our next game, which followed with me inviting her and her family to church. And contrary to what we may think, according to Lifeway Research Center, 80% of non-believers are actually open to hearing the gospel. We are to stay in the word daily, pray, and set aside time in our calendars, making space for kindness and intentional conversations. I've been in the habit of reading my Bible both mornings and nights, and this routine has truly fueled my motivation to share God's love. Jim Liljegren, a family church friend who attends Agora Bible Fellowship, has inspired me, as he is the quintessential model, easily striking up conversations with the bank teller or praying with his waiter before lunch. He knows where his missions field is, wherever he goes. Also, the more prepared we are, the bolder we'll become. I experienced this as I raised my hand to share my testimony in front of a church service in Mexico. However, without advanced preparation and knowing and practicing my testimony, I would have remained in the pew, allowing this opportunity to pass by. And finally, if you do not know Jesus personally, then it is my humble request that you become open in having a conversation about him, discovering why and how Jesus can be life-changing, because he is for me, and I wish the same for you as well. Later that tragic evening, Mr. Kaufman got word that his son, Cody, did fall victim from the mass shooting. The next morning, he shared to an ABC reporter that Cody left behind 3 little brothers and his first little sister on the way. Quote, "Cody was so excited to have his first little sister, but now she will never know him," unquote. This is heartbreaking. But even more so is the reality that Cody may have never known Jesus. And so I ask you, Will you allow daily opportunities to pass by? Or will you strike up a meaningful conversation about Christ? Or next time you're in an airplane, will you be prepared to share a testimony or ask a thought-provoking question about heaven? And if you do not know Jesus personally, would you become open to hearing more? We have covered today's problems, passivities, and perspectives, and how to become bold to change the direction of one's life. It is my hope that you have been persuaded and that you will join me in a prayer proclaimed by a martyred Zimbabwe pastor. I am a part of the Fellowship of the Unashamed. The decision has been made. I am finished with low living, sight walking, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame visions, and worldly talking. I no longer need preeminence, prosperity, positions, promotions, plaudits, or popularity. I will not look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. I am a disciple of Jesus. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of the enemy, ponder the pool of popularity, or meander in the maze of mediocrity. No, I will not give up, shut up, let up until I have stayed up, stored up, prayed up, paid up, preached up for the cause of Christ. I must give till I drop and work till he stops me. And when he comes for his own, he will have no problem recognizing me because my banner will be clear. Thank you.